good at that. I barely feel like I can move. I definitely lost track of how many times I came there. Ready to roll over and fall asleep. You did such a good job. And you held yourself together so well, too. I'm curious, sweetie. At what point during the evening did you figure out that the girl you brought home wasn't entirely human? I mean, I can tell you've realized it by now with my unnatural strength and stamina. But I was, you know, normally I enjoy watching for the moment of realization on someone's face, but you rather had me very distracted, and I entirely stopped paying attention. Gosh, yes. Just let me hold you here. Press you against me. Fuck, you smell so good. So good. Just nestling my face in here against your neck. I could just eat you up right here. What's that? No. No, that's not a euphemism. I could just eat you up right here. I do normally get quite the appetite after sex. I'll admit, that was certainly my intention. Wear you out going down on me. When you'd lost the last of your strength. Drain the life entirely out of you. It's kind of what I do. Dinner and a show at the same time. I can feel you squirming in my arms, sweet thing, but you're not going anywhere. I think this evening has already proved to you that even in my very vulnerable and weakened state, there's still no way you're overpowering me. But fuck, tonight I don't even feel like I have the energy for the meal. I just want to roll over and go to sleep. And I have to say, you did such a good job. I would love to give you the chance to do that again, if you're interested. If you're not, I could just end things right now. But, yes, I think you rather enjoyed yourself as well. I think you'd definitely prefer that outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't seem to get my energy back. Well, let's try that out then. I'll just let myself drift off to sleep. And tomorrow, we'll do this again. Maybe if you do an equally good job, I'll give you this choice again. Although I imagine I'll be pretty hungry by then, so I might need, at the very least, a snack. No, don't worry about going anywhere tonight, my dear. I'm just gonna curl up with you in my arms and drift off. Just like this. No, well, I don't want you going anywhere. Don't want you getting any funny ideas about what you think you might be able to do, or how far you think you might be able to run while I'm asleep. Just gonna keep you right
here.
And dream about what I'm gonna do with you tomorrow. Good night, darling.